Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Stephen Colbert, and welcome to the Late Show Pod Show. I'm here with my producer. Her name is Becca. Becca, what do we got for the people today?
Hello, Stephen. Tonight, we've got audience questions on the podcast.
What? Okay, this I enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know, most nights I enjoy this. Sometimes there's a weird audience, and they ask joke questions.
Oh, trying to be the star. You
exactly.
Know?
But they don't. Well, I mean, I don't want being something the star, but like sometimes you can be the star, but just asking a good question. They're trying to be funny or like you know. But I really enjoy going out there and answering the questions. I love hearing one I've never heard before.
Yeah, and there's some really good ones in this one. One of my favorites. Spoiler alert: we got a guy asking, "What's your favorite cookie?" I think that's a fantastic question to get to know somebody.
And his enthusiasm for my answer was surprising because I thought I was going to hit him up with a curveball.
He was adorable, I have to say.
He was. I liked him.
He was a nice guy.
I checked on him as the show went on.
Just
to see if he was having a good time.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, you really can. You really see everybody.
You can see every. Balcony's a little harder, but if you're in the orchestra level, I can see you. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. No, we take cookies pretty seriously here at the Late Show. Up in the cowboy nook, which is what we call the writer's assistants and I, me and Kara and Maya, every Christmas time we do a cookie exchange up on the 14th floor with the writers, and we all make a different kind of cookie, usually from the New York Times cookie, like best cookies of the year issue, and then we all eat them and compare which recipes we like.
Well, I discovered one of my favorite cookies of all time through that, which is Kara's almond basil cookie, which also has lime zest in it, I think.
It's lemon, a little lemon zest in it.
Unbelievable.
So good.
Still chewy, and there's no flour.
No. Gluten-free.
It's gluten-free.
For executive producer Tom Purcell.
Exactly.
It was an inclusive-made cookie that ended up being a huge star of the year.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And Evie and I did a cookbook, and the cookie showed up in it. And I wrote Kara. We were on vacation. I had to get the final recipes in. Mm-hmm. And I wrote Kara, and she was off in Sardinia with her boyfriend or something like that, or Corsica. He's a Corsican, like Duke or something, isn't he? Isn't there something like that? Isn't it like Corsican nobility?
He has ties to Corsica. It's cool,
But not just Corsica, like, you know, like he's a, like a count or something, isn't he?
I don't know. I'll have to ask. Really nice guy.
Lovely fella. And so I kept on writing her saying, hey, can I include this cookie? Like, it's so great. I'll give you credit and all that kind of stuff. And then I never heard, so I just went, I put the cookie in, my daughter, who's a friend of hers, is like, Dad, you cannot put her cookie in without her permission. I'm like, I did my best.
Kara is one of the hardest working people at this show, so good at her job, so amazing. But if it's a break, she will not be on Outlook.com. That's a guarantee. So it was not that she was ignoring you. She was simply not checking the CBS email.
I wasn't insulted.
And I know she's thrilled that it's in the cookbook.
Okay,
and Kara's aunts are very excited that it's in the cookbook. I know they're big fans. Yeah.
Good.
But I'm so excited to see the cookbook. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, me too. I think we gave our last notes last night. I think we're done.
Wow. Yeah, Very exciting.
All been turned in. Now it'll get sent off to, you know, layout, galleys, and then printing.
Where can people find when's it going to be available for the people listening?
September.
Okay, great.
But you can order it now.
Does This Taste Funny, right?
Does This Taste Funny.
Great
name.
You can
order it, pre-order it from your local bookstore. You can pre-order it from any of those websites that you know about that have books, you know, named after rivers.
Yeah, because you're a great cook, Stephen, and you're a great baker.
I enjoy it. I don't know if I'm good, but Evie's a good baker. I'm not that very good baker. Evie's a better baker.
You've made some, like, Guinness stout gingerbread cake that was really good.
That's a difficult process.
Yeah.
Because you got to boil stout.
Yeah.
And reduce it without burning it. It's out. And then a whole bunch of blackstrap molasses.
Yeah.
It's so good.
No, these are not simple chocolate chip cookie recipes you're bringing to the office sometimes. It's really nice.
I'm going to hook you up with an almond pear galette.
Ooh.
That I've invented.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
boy. With a brandy caramel sauce.
Yum. Oh, man. Okay, delicious.
Come on.
Well.
You know, every night when we're doing the show, as we're getting ready, I'm getting made up when I'm with the Glam Squad, we watch one recipe from Ina Garten.
I love that so much.
So great. And one of the ones I know is the panna cotta with the rum caramel and the sea salt flakes on top.
Mm.
And I had dinner with at Ina's place recently, and she served the panna cotta with the rum caramel and the sea salt flakes on top. And I'm like, this is it.
That's the height.
I've peaked.
I
should get out of show business right now.
That's what you get in for. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Yeah. That's a really special treat. I love her. How could you? Yeah, she's the best.
And just as gracious and lovely in person as she appears to be on the show. Like, there's no difference between the person who's inviting you into her kitchen on the show and the person who hugs you when she opens her door. Such a genuine person.
Was Jeffrey there? Was Jeffrey there as well?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, nice.
He's really the draw.
Yeah. Well, sometimes he's busy and she's just having fun, and then Jeffrey comes home later, and you know that's what I love about.
I like
her.
It when Jeffrey gets sent on a mission.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeffrey's got a job. He's got to go buy the cheese or the wine or the flowers or whatever it is.
Yeah, couple goals. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. All right. Well, we've gone off road here as we love to
little
do.
Bit. But so what is it tonight? Oh, questions.
It's audience questions.
Audience questions. Do enjoy. Are there any questions I can answer before we get going here, folks? What, huh?
Yes.
Wow. What's the question, sir?
Mary Kill, mashed potatoes, baked potato, french fries. Go.
Hold on, I'm thinking. You gotta french fries, man. That is sexy and salty. I think you're marrying mashed potatoes and you're killing a baked potato. There you go. What is your stage manager?
No, so I'm just wondering what your relationship is like with your stage
manager. Mark, what is our relationship like? We've known each other for 18 years. This man has got, come back here so everybody can see you. This man has, I'm taller than he is, but this fella is my rock. He has got the broadest shoulders for me to lean on at all times. Yeah. You know, he's such a gift to me. He's show folk, too.
Yeah.
And so he understands the weird life that we live, and he can know what's going on with me without me saying a word. He can read my mind, and he is... one of the things that makes this show and the last show we did such a joy for me, that is my relationship with him, one of gratitude and learning. Thank you, Mark.
Mm. Thank you.
And he's also the last person whose hand I shake before the show starts every night. The last person's hand I shake and I say, have a good show. That's it. Anybody else? Yes, young man in the oatmeal sweater. Steven's a beautiful name. Stephanie?
Girl, baby girl.
Stephanie, okay, yeah.
Charlotte or Evelyn?
Oh, Evelyn, because Evelyn, this is my wife right here. Evelyn, right here. Right over there in the oatmeal sweater.
Evelyn.
Evelyn.
I think you have to go with Evie for sure.
Okay, the thing is, my wife is named Evelyn, but she's a bit of a Charlotte. What?
I don't get that. What does that mean?
Sex in the City?
Oh.
I'm a bit of a Charlotte.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks. yes, sir.
What is your most memorable dating show besides the cross burning?
Besides the what?
Besides the cross burning that you talked about.
Oh, the cross burning. My favorite, my most memorable daily show shoot.
I did a lot of them. I might have done hundreds of them. I can't remember because I was there for a long time. I was there before John was there. I do remember that they sent me out on one. There was something called the American Family Council, which was a sort of fundamentalist Christian lobbying group that was afraid that there was a gay agenda behind a lot of things. And there was a Minute Maid ad where Bluto and Popeye and olive oil are in it. And instead of drinking spinach, Popeye and Bluto drank orange juice instead, and they became friends and ignored olive oil. And the people at this organization thought that it was promoting a gay agenda. And so I went in character, because like, I used to kind of do a character, and I went in and I said, why are they doing this to us? I watch it, I feel it, I see what they're doing, and I don't hate gay people. And the guy said, neither do I. And I said, no, guys like us don't hate gay people. We're just angry at the ones that turn us on. That was a lot of fun. It went on from there. It was like a three-parter. It was a really long one. I really enjoyed it. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
How are you going to watch the eclipse?
How am I going to watch the eclipse? I out my window. I can't go. We got a show that day, or else I would go. In 2017, I'm from South Carolina, and we have a little place down there, and the totality went over our house in 2017. Wow. So we had a big party. We had like, you know, a taco truck and everything out in the yard. And watched it. It was fantastic. Only 2.5 minutes. It's like 4.5 minutes this time because the moon's a little closer. So it's going to be a longer one. I really wish I could. I loved it so much in 2017 that I looked up where the next eclipse would be and it was going to be on December 14th, 2020. And so I booked a flight to go down there and I booked a place for all me and my brothers and sisters to stay because December 14th would have been my father's 100th birthday. So I wanted to all go down there and celebrate my father's 100th birthday down there. And COVID.
Yep. Yep.
So anyway, anybody else? Yes.
Favorite cookie and why?
Favorite cookie and why? Now we're getting somewhere.
Great question.
Evie, what's my favorite cookie and why?
Like Malamars.
I do like Malamars because they're a seasonal treat. That's my favorite store-bought cookie. My favorite cookie to make it's the cherry. It's the oatmeal cherry.
Correct.
Do you know it's an oatmeal cookie made with cherries instead of raisins? Do you know this cookie?
Hello.
This is a cookie that I thought I sort of invented last summer because what I do is that I get dried cherries, like dried Bings, pitted dried. You're gonna tell. You can't believe I'm gonna tell the story. I take dry pitted Bings and then I soak them for 24 hours in Mount Gay rum, and then I drain them the next day and I save the cherry rum for little drinks. And then I make the cookies with that. And mama. Oh, baby, you step on a baby's finger for one of those cookies. Unbelievable. I'll send you some, okay? All right. We ready to do the show? Y'all ready to do the show?
Yeah.
Y'all ready to do the show, everybody? Great.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.